am joined by Shay Castle live via Zoom. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
So it was a 5-hour city council meeting last night. Give us the highlights.
Feels like the good old days. Well, they tackled quite a bit. We got 3 health briefings from public health officials with Boulder County on COVID, teen suicide, and fentanyl overdoses. The council talked about where they are with tribal consultations and their work to draft a land acknowledgement and possibly transfer ownership or management over of some open space land to the tribes who originally inhabited this land. And we also talked about a possible tax that will be on ballots this fall to fund the city's climate change work.
Okay, dig into the public health aspect, because it seems like that could have been a meeting in and of itself.
It really could have. This was the first COVID briefing we got where it wasn't actually about the numbers, the number of cases and the test positivity, which I think the number of cases is around 200 new cases per 100,000 residents in the last 7 days. Test positivity is under 5% for the first time in a while, which is where we want it to be. It's still 4.7, so it's on the high end, but under 5 is great. And then in regards to, you know, suicidal ideation and attempts are up across almost all age groups in Boulder County. The last couple of years have obviously been very difficult for a lot of folks, particularly youth suicide. The public health officials are concerned about, because it's up quite a bit. That is, again, attempts and ideation. Deaths are not trending up, and they're not entirely sure why that is, but they're still looking into that. So obviously also an item of concern. Fentanyl overdoses are up as well. This has been a big issue in the community recently. Lots of panic and scary stuff out there, because such small amounts of it can result in overdoses. And as we've seen the parents of teens speaking out, you know, like kids do, sometimes they experiment, and with fentanyl, it can be just a little bit in something that's not supposed to have it, and then people are dying. The numbers of overdoses are still relatively low, but obviously no overdoses, death is good. So those were the three big items they brought forward and that they're working on really as public health crises.
And in order to get inside of somebody's head to know about suicidal ideation, how did they collect that data? Did they get into that at all?
Yes, that's a great point. Actually, the data that they had was emergency room visits for suicidal ideation or suicide attempts. So there could be, you're correct, a lot more people suffering with that. All we know is who goes to the emergency room.
And at the same time, you've reported in the past about how mental health services within Boulder, I mean, Colorado in and of itself is in a pretty bad situation when it comes to the network for psychological care, but also in Boulder, there are how many open spaces in Mental Health Partners, for example? I mean, it's in the dozens?
I don't know the exact number, but it's a lot smaller than I thought it would be. And MHP is struggling with staffing challenges, as so many businesses are. And it's a tough field and not amazing pay. So it's really hard to keep people, as you can imagine. We're getting a lot of money for mental health and for drug addiction specifically from some settlements with opioid manufacturers. And there's a lot of money in the state and federal budget for improved mental health care, specifically during COVID. So there is a plan to shore that up, as council went over last week when they said how they plan to spend their ARPA funding, which is the American Rescue Plan. So maybe we'll see some relief in the next few years. And part of that will hopefully be folks wanting to take those jobs, because we can't do anything if there aren't workers to do the work.
Certainly, it's better to get the mental health help rather than make it a law enforcement issue. And I want to ask you, for people who do need help, where can they get it within Boulder County? People who are having suicidal ideation, who may have addiction problems, what have you, where can they get that help now that there is federal funding for those mental health services?
Well, it'll be a while before the funding is actually allocated for those, but you know, the county health officials continue to point people toward Mental Health Partners, as they have a range of services, specifically with suicidal ideation and in teens. There's a nonprofit called Arise that they also directed folks to. any of the national hotlines as well, I'm sure would help. But as far as the health officials go, that's where they were directing folks.
Right. Let's get into the climate part of the meeting. What exactly happened there?
So nothing was decided. It was just a study session, but council was very on board with a staff proposal to bring a new tax forward on the ballot this year, this fall, that will take the existing climate action plan tax and the utility occupation tax. Those are two taxes that are in play to fund climate change work. They're going to replace those with kind of one like master climate change tax that is more modern. It's more equitable. It charges folks and businesses according to how much energy they use, and it therefore charges industry and commercial residents more. That will raise about $5 million a year if that's the level that they decide to set it at. Council was supportive of that level, which is about a 25% increase on what we're spending now. And this will really go toward mitigation and resilience. As staff noted in the recent change in our climate strategy, it's no longer just about trying to reduce emissions. Now we have to actually contend with the realities of climate change, as we saw with the Marshall Fire and other extreme events. We have to be resilient in the face of those as well.
And the last point you mentioned about the land acknowledgement, what's happening there?
Well, there is a text out. It may continue to evolve as tribal leaders give input, but it's I tweeted the full text of it. It'll be on the city website sometime soon, acknowledging the history of this land that, you know, belonged to people before colonialists and white settlers got here. And it also acknowledges a lot of the violence and harm that's been perpetuated against Indigenous peoples. And as the staff said, this is an evolving document, because as our relations with the tribes evolves, so will our acknowledgement of our relationship, both good and bad.
And you can find that tweet and Shay in general on Twitter at Shay Shine Castle. That's her handle. You can also find her at boulderbeat.news. Shay, thanks so much, as always, for coming on the program to sum up the happenings of city government.
Thanks for having me.